Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start the hadiths on Ribat. Ribat is to guard the Islamic frontiers, to guard the borders. Those people that guard the borders are called the Murabitin. So here all these hadiths, the hadiths that we're doing today, will give the virtues of the Murabitin. Murabitun or Murabitin are those people that stand in the front lines and they guard the frontiers of Islam. عن سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال رباط يوم في سبيل الله خير من الدنيا وما عليها. هذا سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه, he says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that guarding the Islamic borders for one day in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better than this world and whatever it contains. Yesterday we explained that when speaking about this world and whatever it contains, means that all the wealth of this world and all the beauty and all the glamour of this world, spending one day or one night guarding in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better than all the splendor of this world. Or if the person had to spend everything of this world, then also one night or one day guarding the frontiers, the borders of Islam is better than all that. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, وَمُوْضِعُ صُوتِ أَحَدِكُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ خَيْرٌ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا عَلِيهَا. The place that your whoop occupies in Jannah. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is trying to show us that such a small piece, such a small place in Jannah, what is the value of that place in Jannah? Normally a person will say he's got a property, he's got a plot, it's 1,000 square meters, 2,000 square meters, 1 hectare, 2 hectare, 10 hectares. And then the person speaks about his plot. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing the value of such a small piece of Jannah. What is the value of the plot in Jannah? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining, وَمُوْضِعُ صَوْتِ أَحَدِكُمْ. The place that you whoop, when they would normally ride an animal, nowadays you see the jockeys, they carry a small whoop, so that when that they need to just move that animal a little far faster or make it move, or try and not frighten it, but try and warn it that don't get slow, don't get slack, they would have a small whoop with them. That whoop that they'd use normally to tap that animal would, how much space it takes. It won't take too much of space. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that space that that whoop takes on the ground in Jannah, the space that that whoop takes in Jannah is better than the whole world and whatever it contains. Can you imagine what is the value of Jannah in itself? If just that spot that that whoop is taking is khayru min ad-dunya wa ma fiha, is better than the whole world. وَمَا عَلَيْهَا, and what is upon it. Whatever is upon this world, whatever it includes, is better than that. وَالرُّوحَةُ يَرُوحُهَا الْعَبْدُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَوِ الْغَدْوَةُ خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا عَلَيْهَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then explained, an evening or a morning spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better than the world and whatever is on it. Meaning evening or a morning spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better than the whole world, whatever is on it. And we should think to ourselves and ask ourselves that what are we spending time for? Are we spending time for those things that are worth so much? Are we spending time for something that doesn't have any value? In fact, in one hadith it comes, it is not even equal to the wing of a mosquito. This world that we are striving for and we are striving for and we are fighting for is not even equal to the wing of a mosquito. Mosquito doesn't have any value in itself. The body of the mosquito doesn't have value. So what value will the wing have of the mosquito? Doesn't have anything, but yet this is something that we are stressing out about, we are fighting for, making up for, dreaming about, stressing about, for something that doesn't have any value. If we want to have things of value, look at these things. What value they have, real value. The ulama explained so beautifully. To take all the ornaments of this world, the most precious ornaments, the most precious showpieces, the most precious collectibles that have the highest value, whether they're worth in billions of dollars or billions of pounds, take it and just put it in one display area in Jannah. You take the most precious, beautiful display items of this world, whether it be chandeliers, whether it be diamonds, whether it be gold, whether it be emerald, whatever display item that can come to your mind, that is worth value, just display item. Take it and display it in one part of Jannah. All it will do to Jannah, it will spoil Jannah. You're taking the best items of this world and you're putting it, spoiling Jannah, because the beauty of Jannah is so great. It's like a person who's got a beautiful lounge and then he's got some broken coffee tables there, he's got some broken chairs there. It spoils that beautiful lounge that he got. You look here, one chair, only got two legs or three legs, one chair is fallen down, one coffee table is half broken. It spoils that beautiful lounge he's got. So like that, Jannat will get spoiled by the most expensive thing of this world, because Jannat in itself is so glamorous and beautiful. That is the thing that we should be striving for. وعن سلمان رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول رباط يوم وليلة خير من صيام شهر وقيامه. And Salman رضي الله عنه said that I heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that guarding the Islamic borders for a day and night is better than fasting and worship at night for 1 month, better than fasting in the day and reading Tahajjud Salatul Layl for 1 month, spending 1 day and night guarding, 1 day and night guarding the Islamic borders is better than that whole month and that whole night, whole month fasting, that whole night, 1 month fasting, keep making Tahajjud Salah, guarding for 1 day and night is better than that. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, وَإِنْ مَاتَ جَرَى عَلَيْهِ عَمَلُهُ الَّذِي كَانَ يَعْمَلُ. If this person happens to pass away whilst he was guarding the Islamic borders, the Islamic frontiers, then his actions will continue. The actions that this person used to do will continue to be recorded in his favor. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, وَأُجْرِيَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقُهُ. And this person's sustenance will continue. وَأَمِنَ الْفَتَّانِ. And this person will be saved from the tribulations of the grave. What a great thing. But even in the qabr, one is getting all the benefits outside, and he's getting benefits in the qabr also. Whatever tribulations and trials that normally come in the qabr, this person is saved from this. Ulama explained, why is this person getting so much of reward? So much of reward for guarding the Islamic frontiers. Let's do one more hadith and I'll give the explanation. عن فضالة ابن عبيد رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال كل ميت يختم على عمله إلا المرابط في سبيل الله. هذا فضالة ابن عبيد رضي الله عنه said رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said the actions of every person that passes away are sealed, are closed except for a مرابط in the path of Allah سبحانه وتعالى فإنه ينمى له عمله إلى يوم القيامة. This person's actions continue to increase and increase right up till the day of Qiyamah. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَيُؤَمَّنُ فِتْنَةَ الْقَبْرِ. This person is also saved from the صالحون يدعو له. A person that has got a pious child making dua for him, in his qabr he's still getting the reward. Or a person has left some kind of sawab jariyah, some type of good he has done that is continuing in this world, so the person is still reaping the reward even after passing away. Or the third is ilmun yuntafa'u bihi. A person had left some type of knowledge, he taught somebody, he taught his grandchildren, he taught his children something, he taught his friends something, he went out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the various parts of the world, people learned something from him. When this person's eyes closed, even in the qabr now he's getting the rewards, he's getting the benefits, he's getting the dividends in the qabr because of these three things. But here we're seeing for the murabit such a great reward that his actions continue to grow right up till the day of Qiyamah. Why is it? Ulama explained, is this person when he was guarding the Islamic borders, all the good actions that were taking place, he was getting a shade. Those people that were involved in teaching, those people that are involved in tilawat of Quran, those people that were involved in fasting and tahajjud, those people that were involved in da'wat and tabligh, those people that were involved in every type of good act, back inside the city because he was guarding the frontier, he's getting a share of that. So because of that share and because of the effort that this person makes, he's getting that reward, and such a great reward that it's growing. So therefore sometimes you'll find a person, for example, in his going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's appointed on khidmat. The khidmat now he has to see to the welfare of the jamaat, the meals of the jamaat. He sometimes feels in his mind that I'm not getting the reward of the ta'lim, I'm not getting the reward of the gush, I'm not getting that chance to make tilawat and ibadat because I'm so involved in the khidmat. Yeah? You shouldn't think like that. See these people that were involved in guarding the frontiers, they were actually making khidmat of the rest of the people. And what reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them. Allah Pak appreciates this so much. Now this person that is involved in khidmat, if he's doing it with ikhlas and sincerity, he's getting the reward of the people that are doing all the other amal, all the other actions. Therefore they see khidmat, see khuda milta hai. Ibadat se jannat milta hai, khidmat se khuda milta hai. When a person is making an ibadat, the reward of this ibadat will be jannat. But the reward of khidmat, of serving people, serving mankind, serving the ummah, serving people at large, whether they be Muslim or non-Muslim, khuda milta hai, the reward for this, the person, he gets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, the Jamaat is here, the program inshallah will continue today inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillahi.